All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with today's very special guest, comedian Brad Williams. Welcome, sir.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and listeners of this show know that I have a teenage daughter, and she just graduated high school last week, so...
I don't like where this is going.
No. Well,
I don't know what kind of podcast this is. Proposal. I'm not a fan. I need an adult. This is
well, I want to say that we saw the original airing of it, but last week they aired the your episode of Sam and Cat, right?
Oh boy.
Where you were handcuffed to Ariana Grande. So, podcast listeners, my teenage daughter, and really America wants to know what that was like, Brad Williams.
Oh man, you know what? I will be 100% honest because I don't know if it's going to affect me in my career. But here's the thing: is not. Everyone likes to believe that people are either all good or all bad.
Yeah,
and they are not. There is there's shades of gray, and there's not everyone is an angel or a devil. You know, you can have a guy like Bill Cosby, who in his personal life I truly believe is an absolute monster. But then his comedy can still be good.
Right,
despite what you think about the personal life, which I hope is negative. I don't know too many people that are like, no, I'd like those decisions. Like,
yeah. Roofing, potential starlets or whoever is a good...
I'm not a fan of not supporting that, obviously.
Right.
But the same way, like, you kind of have to look at everything. You look at Woody Allen, and you say, okay, the movies are still good, but maybe not a fan, you know, and you just have to draw your own personal lines. You listen to Chris Brown music, do you not? And on that note, I will say that being handcuffed to Ariana Grande, not the most amazing experience. I don't think I'm going to invite her to my wedding. And from what I saw, and I won't mention names, but from what I saw, the rest of the crew kind of agreed with me. But I will say this. The stuff that she recently did with the tragedies that happened over there in
Manchester.
Was amazing, and I think she did great, and she gave them a great performance and a great show. She's ridiculously talented. She can absolutely sing. And when she visited the victims in the hospital and the victim's family and all the money she's raised, oh my God, that is so wonderful, so great, so much kudos. I will say that from afar, and if ever I have a chance to, you know, be in the same room, maybe not. hey, if you like her music, fantastic. Keep buying those records and buying the bunny ears or the cat ears or whatever the hell she wears. I'm not sure.
You bring up an interesting point, and thank you for that answer. But, you know, I wonder if that happened in the old days where entertainment and pop culture and people's thoughts on the personalities of the people filtered into your, you know, perception of whether or not you like the art. It is getting harder and harder, and you brought up great examples. I mean, Bill Cosby, I grew up in the 70s, so I grew up with Fat Albert, you know, and the Cosby Kids, and all his shows, and of course the 80s, the Cosby Show. I mean, this guy was, I mean, his public persona and his art, you couldn't go wrong. I mean, and just
right.
Woody Allen, love the films of Woody Allen, and then you have these things that come up where you think, geez, is supporting that or is liking that quote-unquote supporting what they're like as people? It's weird.
Right.
I don't know if that existed before.
Yeah, and I think that it's definitely gotten to a sort of a critical mass right now because of things like social media and how much access people have. It used to be, I mean, Frank Sinatra could flat-out kill a guy in a nightclub if he wanted to, and then just